Yes, bitch.
Yes, bitch.
Oh, we're back with another episode.
Hello. I'm so excited.
It's Dirty Folk. What do we do here, Harper the Fox?
Well, here in this podcast, we use a random word generator to create a Pornhub search that is three words long, and then we dive into the depths of Pornhub and tell you what's there. And we're qualified to do this because Max and I are ourselves professional amateur porn stars.
I'm Max Moosman.
Max Moosman, I'm Harper the Fox. You might know that already, but maybe. If we haven't been introduced, it's a pleasure to meet you.
All right. Well, let's get into it right away, basically.
You're a little nervous about this one.
I'm a little nervous. I will say, though, thanks to everyone who's been listening and writing us. We're getting such a wonderful outpouring of interest and support. And
for fucking real, I'm delighted.
Yeah, you guys seem to really appreciate us going where you don't want to go on Pornhub and telling you what we find.
We are the explorers of the internet age, going deep into the depths.
So today's episode, which you might know if you saw the title, is Hospitality Distance Brown. And we have not looked at the results yet, but I am particularly nervous about the word brown.
Yeah, we'll see.
I would never search for the word brown.
Oh God, never. My guess is hospitality is going to bring up some fun, like nurse porn.
Yes.
Brown could go the bad direction, but it also could be like hot black people.
That's true. Yeah, I don't want people to think we're worried about hot black people.
No, I am worried about human feces.
That's
feces the worry. Of all kinds. I'm not really into feces of any kind, but
right. So you're not just like I'm worried about human feces, but if it's horse feces.
Oh yeah, if it's someone like swan diving into like, horse feces. Like Scrooge McDuck into a pile of gold.
All right. I feel like we're just stalling at this point. I'm going to click the tab.
Let's do
it's
it.
It's open. Let's see. Hospitality distance brown. What do we got? So far, it looks Japanese nursey.
Okay.
A lot of nurse stuff.
The first thing I saw was double hand fisting.
Oh, yeah. That is the first thing. Layla Extreme double hand fisting. Yeah, I guess we got to pick that one.
Mm-hmm. And I do see
that's more the brown we're worried
black
about.
Lady.
I see a beautiful black lady. That one's a paid clip, though. So we're not
going to
get that.
No, it's not, actually. You keep saying this. That just that icon, that little TV icon, just means it's a studio.
Really?
Yep.
I thought that means it costs money.
I don't think so. So let's open it up and see.
We'll open it up and see. That's Bang Bros, Sarah Banks fucks her BFF's big dick brother, Connor. Of course, there's a taboo. Oh,
no.
BFF's big dick brother.
Yes. It's not a taboo.
Oh, okay.
It's
nurse masturbating in hospital.
Yeah, let's give that one a whirl.
All right.
One or two more.
Uncut and uncensored leaked Japanese fuck behind the scene hospital. Arab nurse fucking in hospital. Long distance cum shot and facial. It's 20 minutes long.
There's part one and part four.
Oh my God. There are so many. Oh, it's a compilation of long distance cum shots. It's like the greatest cum shots of all time.
Let's give one of those
compiled.
A try. We could maybe do the shorter one.
Let's go part four.
Okay. I also see the gynecologist molester, Japanese hospital part one.
It's 40 minutes long.
Jesus. We got some toon porn in here.
Short distance relationship.
Bakunyu nurses, happy hospital.
That's an animated thing. Let's see. Distance shooters. It's another thing. We're definitely
hell?
Doing that one.
Why
I did
are we getting
distance.
Long distance? Oh, distance.
Distance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's a word. Yeah, okay.
We've got a good crop. We've got
we
a good selection.
Do.
And it seems like brown is not a word to be feared.
Except for the double anal fisting.
Yeah, we'll see.
I guess you're
it
not afraid of that.
It doesn't say anal fisting.
I'm afraid of that.
I think it's vaginal fisting.
You think it's vaginal
of which
fisting?
I am afraid, but.
All right. Well, let's
orifice
get into
in
it.
The vaginal
we're going to start.
Ass.
We're going to get right into that one.
Yeah,
we're gonna find out. The mystery will be solved very soon.
Okay.
Layla Extreme double hand fisting.
We'll be right back.
In Bastard a Mushroom Trip, Max Moosman, hey, that's me, channels the style of Vonnegut to create a cross between a crass Christmas carol and a vulgar wonderland with a dash of funk. Bastard is an engrossing page turner that will have you laughing, crying, and shouting in public. This book sounds fucking fantastic. Go to dirtyfolk.com/bastard and buy it. Now it's also available on Amazon. Just search Bastard, A Mushroom Trip by Max Mooseman.
Ah! And we're back.
It looked like a horse being born.
Dude.
Didn't it? When there was just like one fist in there, like up to the fucking forearm. It just like,
yeah,
like a horse leg coming out.
Okay. Shall we? We forgot to hornometer beforehand.
Oh, let's see. I'm constipated and my back hurts. So I'm like at a zero.
Yeah.
I'm low.
I would say I was like 2, 3. Like,
okay.
Interested, but like,
Although you are looking pretty sexy.
I am.
Yeah, you got your glasses and those new arm warmer things and your dress there. You're looking nice.
Thank you.
So when I look at you, I feel a little bit more. Goes up a little bit.
I for the listening audience, I just started like rubbing my nipples and flicking my tongue out of my mouth and giving myself a double chin.
Okay, so I'll give a little breakdown here.
Please do.
We've got who I assume is Layla, laying on the bed, naked. Harper noticed that she has what looks like anal beads wrapped around her neck, like a necklace. So big green beads. And it starts the first... It's long. We kind of skipped ahead, I'll be honest, because it's real long. But she's just kind of like rubbing her pussy a little bit. She's just naked there, lying on a standard bed, rubbing her pussy, and someone's handheld camering. You
can
know?
I interject that, like, rubbing her pussy, it's like she is giving her pussy the most gentle, airy pets in the world. She's not, like, vigorous about it.
Yeah.
She is just, like, da-da-da, casual, like, as if you're, like, watching TV and, like, casually stroking your junk.
Sure. And then about, you know, 3.5 minutes in, she just rolls on her side and slips her whole fucking fist in there.
Yep. One slick move.
And then it escalates from there. She can really get her whole hand up in there pretty far. And then dude with the camera seems to put it on some kind of tripod or desk. And he just starts looking for his keys, apparently. He seems to have really lost his keys in there, and he's just fishing around. He can't find it with one hand, so he puts two hands in there, fishing around. And then it's sort of like, you know, a lot of like ho-hum, ho-hum. Once you get over the initial shock, it's a lot of the same going on, just kind of her ass with hands in it.
Her pussy with hands in it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, her ass in the air.
Yes.
It was, the mystery was solved. It was vaginal fisting.
Yes.
Until we get to the real circus trick, which isn't in the title. And I always like it when there's like a circus trick in there that's not in the title. The guy jacks himself off inside of her pussy. I thought that was amazing.
Yeah, his dick and his hand going at the same time.
Yeah, his arm's up there, up to the forearm, and he sticks his dick in. I'm like, oh my God, he's going to jerk it inside this lady's pussy.
Mm-hmm.
It never even occurred to me to jack off in someone's pussy before.
Yeah, I can't say that that's ever occurred to me either.
I wonder if he knows what a revolutionary he is.
I hope he knows he's a hero. And it's extra nice because, like, the ability to just sort of use a hand to, like, gape her pussy and prop it open, it seems useful because, like, this guy is the level of hard where, like, it would be kind of a question mark if you could actually, like, wedge your dick inside somebody. He's, like, halfway soft when the actual penetration happens. But he is just, like, using his hands like a fucking clampy
right
opener of some kind.
You could
kind.
Get a dick made of wet bread in that pussy.
Absolutely. Just sort of pour it in.
No, I want pancakes.
Pussy pancakes, everybody. So, where's your hornometer after?
You know, I'll give it a 1. It didn't make me unhorny. It wasn't like the least sexy thing I've ever seen in my life. Didn't depress me. Consenting adults. All good.
Yeah. I would say my hornometer went way up when she made the like slick move of like Robin, turn over, hand inside.
Really?
Like, I'm pretty into the idea of like the always ready like girl or like the always ready guy. That is interesting to me. So like the fact that it took zero warm up was really hot. And then like just into it, my hornometer went way the fuck down when they were like stretching and gaping her pussy. That made me uncomfortable. But I would say at the end, all things considered, holding steady, 2 or 3.
All right. 2 or 3. What do we got next here? Oh, we're going to see if this one's actually paid or not.
Yes.
Bang Bros. Sarah Banks fucks her BFF's big dick brother. There's a lot of plot in that title.
Yes.
All right. We'll be right back with that. Maybe. Unless it's paid. Then we're not going to do it because we don't make enough money off this to do that. Max Moosman here again. You know, my dog, who is not dead, just walked by me and gave me big eyes that tell me 2 things. 1, he's got to take a shit. And 2, he wants you to buy Bastard a Mushroom Trip by Max Moosman because it is the greatest book featuring a dog written in the last 2 years. Guaranteed. Prove me wrong. Go buy it either at Amazon by searching Bastard a Mushroom Trip or at dirtyfolk.com/bastard.
I don't know. I just need some dick.
I don't know. I just need some dick. That is the opening line to this opus. It was free. You were right. I was wrong.
Yep. Free video. It is like a cut down version.
Which I can't believe. It's so boring.
Oh my God. Okay. Can I charge into this description?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sexy people.
Yes. Yeah. The broad strokes overview. Sexy people. Sexy idea. Fucking hilariously stupid execution.
This like seems to be a thing in porn, especially for studios, where it resembles sitcoms.
Yeah, but no laugh track.
Yeah.
No response track. Maybe we should make grunt track porn to have the reactions of the aroused audience. So, 2.
It should be like Tool Time. Oh, you've never seen it.
I've never seen Tool Time. this was a bit of an interesting ride for me because I like and see reasonably often GIFs of sneaky sex porn, and I think the idea is hot, but this is the first time I've ever actually seen one in a reasonably full form, and oh my God. So there are 2 very beautiful young women. They are just chatting and
having a standard normal girl chat.
Yeah, and wearing standard normal girl clothes.
So, I don't know, I just need some dick.
Do you think your stepbrother has a big dick? Ew, gross. I don't know.
About it. I'll suck his dick.
Yeah. So, this conversation is going on and at the words, do you think your stepbrother has a big dick? You just see the small distant head of the stepbrother poke out from behind a corner and listen in.
Right, but then he slides along the wall and he leans over with his hand over his ear as if he's still listening around a corner, but he is on a completely flat wall, completely
in clear view of his stepsister.
A foot away.
Yes. But
are we supposed to believe that's a corner?
I can't.
It's clearly just
for
one
this
play.
Entire video, I am thinking, are we supposed to fucking believe? my suspension of disbelief could never go that far.
How hard was it to stage a corner? It had a corner.
They
just
had
didn't
a corner.
Have to come around the corner.
It's amazing. But he comes, quote unquote, around the corner and is rubbing his dick, listening in. And stepsister is like, oh, man, I'm so fucking hungry. I'm going to go make a snack. So stepbrother slides in.
Unfortunately for this young lady, she is completely unqualified to do.
Oh my God.
She is. I wasn't even watching them fooling around in front. I was watching this poor woman in the background.
Just moving cups.
Moving cups, pushing buttons on an oven so yada yada, she's grabbing his dick and jerking him off.
Well, they are behind a counter.
They're behind the counter, so she's doing that. While the other lady's in the background. I'm concerned about the lady in the background, though, because she's moving cups, she's touching the oven, she's peering into the oven window, opening it and closing it for minutes at a time.
It is probably 15 full minutes of video between, stepbrother slides in, she's starting to make a snack, and her final announcement of, there's nothing to eat in this house.
No, it's only 5 minutes, but, yeah, she's doing all this stuff in the background, and then she comes forward, and, there's nothing to eat.
And I would like to point out, too, as far as the realism of the scene goes, this girl says, I'm going to make a snack. Stepbrother, you need to keep my friend company. He needs to keep her company while they are all still in the same room.
Yeah, a few feet away from each other. So,
and we have a short conversation between stepbrother and the friend. Where he's like, oh, yeah, why don't you come over more often? You need to come see me more often. And she's like, yeah. And then she sees his dick is hard, makes the, oh, surprise face.
Right.
And conversation ceases.
Yeah.
For the next many minutes. Basically, this entire video, all conversation stops. So in this, like, pin drop quiet house, the only thing you can hear is, like, the, and the slurping of blowjob happening.
And cups moving.
And cups moving.
Cups moving around.
So this entire...
I also will say, because I'm just really concerned about this girl making sex, I don't think she ever checks the fridge.
I think you're right. I think she checks
the countertop and the oven. She's just like over there hitting buttons on the oven like, food. Food now.
Make it.
Food. And then she comes over and she goes, there's nothing to eat in this house. I don't know what we have to do. Maybe we have to go to like a store? I'm like, wow. This is a really nice house. How did you get this house?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Because they can't do anything. It's pretty incredible. Anyway, I would like to say we're pretty long on this. Unfortunately, snacks never happen. There's a lot of yada, yada, yada. They start to bang there while this girl... Because after 5 minutes of unsuccessful finding snacks, she returns to the, like, beyond the counter to, I guess, give it another shot. Same results though. Doesn't find anything, and then
is there a beer tap on that counter?
It's a wine bottle opener.
Okay.
Anyway, they start to fuck and like behind the counter, and then they end up in a bedroom. It's supposed to all be in the down though. This is all something that got me.
Yes.
That was pretty funny. So it's all whisper, whisper, and the sounds. Oh, and they start like when she's slurping his dick. Too much.
Yeah.
Too much slurpy slurp. We talk about this every single episode. Too much slurpy slurp. They sneak off, right? The friend who can't make snacks takes off looking for her friend who's ducked behind the counter getting fucked from behind. She takes off looking for her friend, and the stepbrother and friend go off to a bedroom. The second they're in a bedroom, which we assume is like, you know, a room over, it goes from like so quiet. Okay, our friend go into the bedroom.
Ah, yeah, give me that big dick. You're my brother's, or you're my friend's half brother. Give me that dick. Ah.
Which I wish there was a laugh track. That was a funny moment.
That was a funny moment.
So,
so I would give this porno like 6 out of 10 for being a comedy.
It's pretty funny.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, but it could have used a little bit of like, you know,
yeah, like some comedy soundtracking.
And a few cuts to her completely unable to make snacks would have really upped it for me. Just her sitting there like looking at drawers and
like checking,
slapping
inside
a drawer
a
few times. Yeah, exactly.
How do I fill this?
Looking in an empty oven, looking back, scratching her head, looking back in an empty oven, pushing buttons, mm-hmm. looking back. They had cuts in this.
Yeah.
So I mean I really wanted more of that
so
story
long
back
on
there.
This description. My horniness is like I would say up to 4 sexy people. Moments of laughter, you know, it's all fine.
I'll go 3.
Cool.
The girl who is getting banged is really hot.
Cool.
Oh, I did one thing before we leave this entirely. The mystery we started with was, does her stepbrother have a big dick? And I was considering this because we get to see his dick, obviously.
Yes.
And I was like, is that a big dick or are these tiny people?
That's a good question.
And I was wondering, you've seen a lot more cocks than I. I lean toward relatively normal-sized dick on the big end, tiny person.
I would guess that it is a pretty big dick. Not like the most monster cock you've ever seen, but pretty big and small women.
I bet this woman who's getting fucked is like 5 foot nothing.
It's possible. I'm not sure.
All right. Anyway, that's a mystery. If you watch the video, let us know what you think. Big dick or tiny people? Next is nurse masturbating in the hospital.
Let's see.
Have you gone and purchased your copy of Bastard Mushroom Trip by Max Moosman yet? If you have, you are very smart and handsome. If you haven't, the jury is out. I can't help you until you purchase this wonderful, life-affirming book. You will love it. It's a fun, fast read full of fucking and drugs and adventure and joy and love and passion and drugs and fucking and drugs and fucking and drugs and fucking. Go buy my book, Bastard a Mushroom Trip, endorsed by me, written by me, suggested by me, pleaded by me, dirtyfolk.com/bastard, or search for Bastard a Mushroom Trip on Amazon. Bastard a Mushroom Trip by me, Max Moosman. As promised, I'm going to let you guys in on a little trade secret detail here. We watch a lot of these on double speed because they're long and they're all funnier on double speed.
Yep.
And you can tell if one's really boring, like the one we were covering before I thought was boring because at double speed it felt slow.
Yep.
But this one, it was trucking along at double speed. That's her fingers going in and out of her pussy. Fucking amazing.
Yeah. Do you want to cover this?
Yeah. It claims that it's recorded live on Cam Soda, which is a Cam website. If it is, it is one of the best sets I've ever seen for a Cam Soda thing. These people have access to what appears to be like a real medical room. It's got the like the pulley curtain thing to like make mm-hmm. some privacy and stuff. It's got a real hospital bed. They got themselves, somebody is some kind of doctor to
right.
let them in here. And at the beginning of it, they got like someone as a patient in the bed and the doctor working on it. And it's,
and you
to
hear
me,
in the background, he's asking, like, what's your pain on a scale of 1 to 10?
Like, right, right. And to me, it's, like, selling it that, it like, it, this might be, like, a legitimate, because she's, like, pretending like she set up her cell phone. The nurses pretending like she set up her cell phone. And she's just, like, flashing the cell phone, like, making, like, shh.
Like, flashing her bra, flashing her panties.
Right. And then, so they're selling it to me, like, this might be, like, a real scenario where they're actually doing this with the patient and stuff. Until a doctor there goes, excuse me, nurse, could you pass me the, I think it's the iodine? I'm pretty sure you would know if it's the iodine or not.
Yeah.
If you're the doctor.
And if this is real, I don't want to visit this doctor.
No. If I'm laying there, the doctor's like, can you pass me the, I think the iodine. I think that's what I'm looking for. I'd be like, appointment over.
I'm
going to
nope the fuck out
yeah,
of here.
That's the end of that appointment. Thank you very much, doctor. I will not be paying you. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Because if I'm in pain and you don't know if you want iodine or not, just not happy about it.
No. So yeah, then we sort of meander over to this nurse taking a mirror selfie video as she just pulls her top all the way up, pulls her pants and panties all the way down, and she just starts, like, even on normal speed, it would be a very rapid fingering of herself.
She's just aggressive. She's clearly a bodybuilder. She's all jacked up.
Oh yeah, she is fit as fuck.
Yeah, fake titties, fit as fuck. It's like a type. Blonde, sort of like anywhere from mid-30s to mid-40s, like all
hoisted up titties.
Yeah,
fake
hoisted
titties.
Up titties, muscled up, and she attacks that pussy like she attacks that fucking barbell.
Yep.
CrossFit it all the way. She's gonna CrossFit the shit out of that pussy.
But something real sweet happens at the end that I just want to highlight. After she fingers herself to orgasm, she just looks in the mirror, and in a wonderful moment of radiant self-love, she looks in the mirror and she says, I'm so good.
I thought she said that was so good.
I think she says, I'm so good.
Oh, well, I hope we'll go with that. We'll say she does. Three? What? Not my thing, but, you know. I'm fascinated by this being a cam show.
Yeah, my best guess is that this is a video uploaded to Cam Soda and that everything is just stamped with recorded live at camsoda.com
okay.
when you do that.
Well, if it's actually recorded live, like, just for, no one's going to understand this except us, but from a technical perspective, to get a cell phone and a handheld in an area like this streaming up to a campsite, you have to be
brilliant.
Technically knowledgeable. It's quite a bit of work and effort, and there's not many people in our little industry that could pull that off. So, like, you know, we could do the camera work, but we wouldn't be able to get that location. So,
yeah,
I'm pretty impressed.
Yeah, it is impressive. I would say my hornometer is like a 2.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Next we got long distance cum shots and facials part 4. Yes.
Let's check it out.
What do I gotta do to get you into a Bastard a Mushroom Trip by Max Moosman, huh? What do you need? Do you need to throw in an extra set of tires? Do you need me to finger bang your mom? What do you want me to do? No, every offer considered. Go buy my book, Bastard a Mushroom Trip. Harper's staring at me right now. She doesn't want me finger banging moms. But we'll do it on the down low if that means I sell a lot of books. Don't give me that look, Harper. I need to sell books. Max Moosman, Bastard a Mushroom Trip, available at dirtyfolk.com/bastard or on Amazon. Just search Bastard a Mushroom Trip by Max Moosman.
Oh, Lordy.
As promised, I guess, for the most part, they opened up. I'm going to start with this. They opened up with their weakest foot forward.
Right, a very moderate cum shot.
And the woman just was not into it at all. Like, you could just see her thinking, like, disgusting. The whole time. She's just laying there. She had a nice necklace on. It was got all fucked up.
Yep.
Just not a good day. And she just wasn't happy to be there. Another thing I'll say, I don't like cum shots.
Mm-hmm.
So we started skipping around, like, toward the end, because, like, I just can't sit there and watch cum shot after cum shot. Like, for me, my preference would be in a porno. Like, I almost never get to the end with the cum shot, because
right.
I don't like it. I don't understand it. I understand.
I mean, honestly, as a woman who, like, enjoys dick, I don't dig the cum shots either. Like, 99% of the time, they just strike me as stupid. Like, something I find kind of hilarious is in lots of these cum shots, the woman is, like, getting fucked, moaning, like, and then when they switch to, like, dudes about to come on her body, her moaning gets so much louder, and it's as if she's still getting, like, railed by something big. Just, like, watching the dude jack off and going, like, and, like, I, in my sexual experiences, I like to, in the moment with just me, I like to watch, I like to see it happening, it's fun, it's sexy, and, like, I'll often be, like, moaning during that part, but the hyper-exaggerated, like, oh, yeah, give it to me, like, I feel like if I was a dude, that would take me right out of it, because I'd be like, girl, you're just fucking pretending right now.
I guess it depends. I don't know. There was a question that popped in my head, though, because these are from all, so it's a compilation of all different cum shots in all different scenarios. Some of the women are extremely attractive. Some of the scenarios are fun. It looks like there's, like, a Boba Fett fucking a Princess Leia. That's a pretty hot scene there.
There's, like, a wedding night.
The wedding night. Okay, but
lots of candles.
So the wedding night one, right? This is the first thing. There's a couple of them that are clearly, like, from the 70s or 80s, like, just old school. It's got that kind of, like, soft glow VHS feel. What were dudes eating or drinking back then? Because not only did the cum seem to go the furthest in the old school ones, but it's for a lot of these, the length, the further it projected, the thinner the cum seemed to be.
Water gun.
Yeah, but for the old school ones, the two old school ones they put in there, it seemed thick and rich and traveled so far. Like, I was shocked and appalled and impressed all at the same time, because it seemed like in the 70s and the 80s, dudes were just shooting megaloads, like, in a way that, like, I'm like, are they faking it? Is this, like, what
that
is
an interesting
going
question.
On? Because it was... Did you notice that how serious those loads were?
I did not notice the, like, texture of loads.
Those guys were putting loads that would normally be, like, the thick, sticky puddle that just, like, kind of comes out and glops right in the stomach. They were shooting 3 feet. And,
that,
like, full sticky. I was, how? I'm, like, do they just not come for days before? The wedding night guy, though, he did have an advantage because his dick is shaped sort of like a... It's got, like, a ski slope feel.
Yeah. Just shoots straight up.
Just angles up.
Yeah. I did notice, too, there was a lot of the same dude in this compilation, like Fritz something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that orange couch kept popping up over and over and over again, and it was watermarked as the same dude. And the thing that made me laugh about it is it's like the Wilhelm scream of porno. This dude had like the same series of cum grunts every single time. It's like, like repeated over and over again. So I will say, if you are a person who is into cum shots and specifically cum grunting, you will love this video.
Yeah.
Lots of cum
horniness
grunts.
Level.
Horniness level, 2.
Yeah, I went down. I'm back to like a 1. I don't like cum shots.
Well, get ready for some more because we have distant shooters coming.
Right, now
up
I'm gonna
next.
Get cum shots without the women, so great.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right, Harper's very upset at me, so I will not wink wink finger bang your mom wink wink in exchange for you buying one of my books, because that would both be illegal and morally wrong, and I am happily with Harper the Fox in a monogamous relationship, and I will not wink wink finger bang. Why are you looking at me like that, Harper? I'm trying to move books. Do you want me to sell this book or not? Bastard, a Mushroom Trip by Max Moosman, available now at dirtyfuck.com/bastard. You know what, just read, tell your mom about my book, because just reading my book, she'll feel like I'm finger banging her. Is that okay, Harper? Can their moms feel like I'm finger banging them without me really doing it? Can my book be that good, Harper? This Harper approves. So now you'll also be earning Harper's love. Buy Bastard, a Mushroom Trip by Max Moosman, dirtyfolk.com/bastard, or search Bastard, a Mushroom Trip by Max Moosman on Amazon. Thanks for listening. Every once in a while, you find something that you did not know you were going to find. In this case, we found a long-lost Vanilla Ice music video. It's got a very Vanilla Ice soundtrack, no lyrics. And then this is a shocking piece of this that both, like, I guess it kind of delighted me. I will say, overall, I was way more excited about this video than I expected to, just watching dudes jerk off and shoot their loads. I'm not hornier, but they're all in the same house. It's a compilation of dudes in the same house. It could have just been called Dudes Coming on Sheets. Because they're just
in my living room.
They're just standing around this fucking apartment, shooting loads onto sheets that are like laying on couches and laying on tables.
Yep, and different dudes.
Different dudes just blowing loads. I would not want to stumble into this apartment by accident.
Oh yeah, watch this video just so you can like get a general layout and like furniture assessment, so that you can know if you ever accidentally step into this apartment, because you are stepping into a sea of loads.
Because it's just a bunch of completely, there's never more than one guy in the frame at the same time, but it's just one at a time, different times, different dudes completely naked, jacking it onto just sheets that are laying around.
No cum grunting, because there is no audio other than the Vanilla Ice-esque music.
Yeah.
And quality distance shots, you know?
I'm looking just now. That's all I have to say about this video. I'm just looking at the ad over here. We've been inundated with like Frozen 2 porn on ads, but this is my favorite one I've seen so far, because is it Elsa? Is that who I'm looking at the top there? It's Elsa licking pussy, but out of focus in the background is a crowd applauding.
Yup.
Which, I love that detail.
Yeah. Yay, you go girl.
They're usually
let
kinda,
it go. Let it go.
They're usually kind of just off alone fucking
lick that
in
pussy
secret.
Hole.
But this is clearly like in this porn version of this. This is a triumphant moment in the film.
Yeah. Climax moment.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, so
we gotta wrap it up. We're long already.
That's it.
That's it, everybody. Dirty Folk, I'm Max Moosman.
I'm Harper the Fox.
Get back here next time when we look for more horrible porn. It's not horrible. It's all right. Where did you finish
horny?
Good
job, guys. Oh, my horniness level? I'd say it's like back to a 3.
Okay. Yeah, 2.
Cool.
It's fine.
You love
As always.
You love those
it's
loads.
It's fine. I loved
them. Loved them, baby.
I just love Vanilla Ice. I thought that last ad was my last one for this episode. I thought that was my big finish. Banging your mom. No, wait. I'm not banging moms. No, now I'm in trouble again. Harper stared at me. Just... She'll feel better if you go buy Bastard a Mushroom Trip by Max Moosman. We'll all feel better. You'll feel better, right, Harper? Okay, you'll even forgive me for banging a few moms if people buy... No? Well, why don't you guys go buy Bastard a Mushroom Trip by Max Moosman at dirtyfolk.com/bastard or by searching Bastard a Mushroom Trip on Amazon, and we'll see if this whole Harper won't forgive me for banging a few moms thing holds up. What? Don't worry about it. dirtyfolk.com/bastard Bastard a Mushroom Trip by Max Moosman.
Disgruntled Harper the Fox here. In all that talk about Max finger banging and then just outright banging moms, he got so flustered he forgot to tell you about our bonus episodes, which are available at dirtyfolk.com/listen. You can purchase them at dirtyfolk.com/listen. They are pay what you want with a low, low minimum. And they are episodes that come without advertisements. So if you're sick of hearing Max talk about your mom's pussy that way, get perfect vengeance by going to dirtyfolk.com/listen and buying our bonus episodes. Really, really give it to Max. Give us $33. Give us $33 for a bonus episode as a special fuck you to Max to let him know you don't want him to bang your mom. Just leave her alone.